Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. It's time for Friday Cry-Day. Feels good to let it out.
It's wacky here on Fridays about this time. Just how it gets, people. It just gets weird. I don't know why. We're just running out of gas at right about this point in the week. All right. Welcome to Friday Cry Day. This is my friend Jess. She's a really emotional person, real emotional. And she cries a lot. She cries for a lot of reasons. Happy, sad, mad, angry, just all the reasons. So we decided to make a little game out of it. At the end of the week, what she does, she comes down here and she tells you three potential, keyword potential reasons of why she may have cried this week as a sensitive person. You, as an educated adult, are trying to guess which of these three reasons is the real reason of why she cries. If you get it right, you win a prize. Sit back, relax, enjoy the tears with Friday Cry-Day. We'll start with story number one.
Story number one. So, after my husband Garage Boy's car got broken into and someone tried to steal it, after dealing, you know, with the apartment complex and all the police and everything, it was like 2 p.m. and we still hadn't eaten anything. We were just like emotionally and mentally fried. So we went to the Qdoba on Joppa Road because Garage Boy really wanted a steak and shrimp bowl. We get there and they ran out of shrimp.
No.
But they were like, we just have to make some more. So if you can just chill. We're like, you know what? Yeah, we can. We got it.
Not the worst thing that's happened today.
We were fine. We got all day. And while we're waiting, the manager goes, here, like, have some free sodas on us. Small win, right? That was nice.
Sure.
Then we go to checkout and he only charged us for one bowl. He gave us one bowl for free. This man didn't know anything about our situation, didn't know anything about our day. He was just being kind and just like a random act of kindness. And I got in the car and I was like, everything's gonna be okay. Aww. That was so nice of him to do.
That.
Yeah.
That's a sweet story. All right, story number two.
Story number two. So with everything, you know, dealing with Garage Boy's car, we've been dealing with all the chaos of that all week, right? Well, plot twist, my car starts to make a noise and it's something like something's about to fall off while I'm driving kind of noise.
Is that why you were Ubering this week?
Yes.
I forgot to ask you why you were Ubering, but
yeah.
Okay.
So I had to take my car in and it was like a whole bearing wheel, I don't know, expensive sounding type situation. I really don't know. I just blacked out. I was like, just tell me what it is and let me just take it. Honestly, just take everything I have. And I had just hit my limit and I broke down.
You did not have a good car week. That's true. I mean, I can tell you, cry or not, I'm not sure, but Jess had a really rough car week. Okay.
Yeah, that's facts.
Story number three.
Story number three. So after I got my car fixed and I was now safely driving on the freeway, the weather was actually really pretty. And the sky was like so blue. And I looked around and I realized that the trees are in bloom again. And like a few weeks ago, the trees were dead.
Yeah.
And now they're alive. And I thought to myself, if trees can do that, if they can start over every season, then so can we. We can also come back with the clean slate. And after this week, I was like, I too can start over. And I had a breakdown on 695. He saw my expression. I looked at him and I was like, what do you think,
about that one? How about them tears, huh? Oh, man. That sounds so absurd.
It's kind of tough.
I know. This is tough.
It's tough.
That's tough.
Tough round, not gonna lie.
Because that sounds so absurd, but damn it, that could really be the truth. I could see Jess literally sitting in her car being like, if trees can bloom, so can I. All right, what's the real cry? Michelle in Baltimore, good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
You got three stories in front of you. Which one do you think was the real cry this week?
I mean, it cannot be the trees, for sure. It has to be number one, kindness. Free kindness people, it's so rare, and it has to be that.
The Shrimple story, it's. If I had to guess, I would say that could obviously be the story of the week. Jess, is that the real cry this week?
That wasn't the real cry.
Really?
It wasn't. But why? I have to say, though, but for real, shout out to Qdoba and Towson on Drop a Road, because he was so sweet and he really did do that. I don't think we had anything left. So I think we were just so hungry.
No emotions.
There were no more tears left in the eyeballs to release. So that was not the real cry, but it was so sweet.
Thank you for trying, though, Michelle. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
See you. All right. Two options left. Let's try with our buddy Joe in Whitehall. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good. You got two options left. Is it story number two or story number three?
You know, I was going to go with number one originally until you said you saw Jess's face kind of flash on number three. So I'm leaning for number three.
But, like, the flash was like, I didn't believe her after she said it. It was almost like,
I don't know. My wife, she hates winter. Every time spring comes around, the trees, she gets the same exact way. So I'm going number three today.
Okay. You know what? It's a risky shot, but you can try it. Jess, was that the real cry this week?
That was the real cry.
That was the real cry? You literally cried about that? I mean, that's what I'm saying. With Jess, you just never know.
I did.
You never know.
I was like, because I don't know. I was like, oh, crap. The trees are in bloom. Like, it sucks. Because, you know, when you drive down the freeway and when everything's dead, it's so flipping depressing.
It is depressing.
And then I think I just took a moment. It, like, just registered in my brain that now they're fluffy again.
Yeah.
And I really got in my feelings. And I was like, you know what? If they too can start over, so can we. Like, we will get through this. And I literally was crying.
Wow.
I was crying.
And we believe it too, right? Like, it sounds like a very Jess story.
I can
just
see
you, like, tears falling down your face.
It's so real, though. It's really real.
No, I don't doubt that. None of us do.
Yeah, I was close on number one. It was just yesterday. I was in Bel Air getting a haircut.
Yeah.
And I was leaving. There's like a local homeless guy that everyone kind of knows. Real nice guy.
Yeah.
And one of the other barbers just hands him a Coke when the white went to the store, handed him a Coke. And I was like, wow, that was really nice of that guy. So I was actually heading to Bon Tempo Brothers and decided to kind of pay it forward and give him a piece of pizza as well.
Love this story.
I was real close on story one.
Joe, love this story. Love this nice little addition to Friday Friday. A little bonus story in here. Love this.
There you go.
Joe, man.
Free of charge.
Look at this, man. Look at this. Now you've won Friday Friday. It all works out. Congratulations, my guy.
Excellent. Thank you guys so much.
Yes,
hope you guys have a good weekend.
Yeah, same to you, y'all. That's called Friday Friday, and we'll play it again this time next week.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.